you, Bill. Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Jesse. This is Katie Ritz. I'm calling from Madison, Alabama, located just outside of Huntsville, where I listen on our local affiliate, 89.3 WLRH.
Oh, my God. Katie, what a perfect delivery.
Yeah.
Are you also a radio host?
No, but y'all, listen, I've been wanting to be on this show most of my adult life, so know that this is going on my resume as soon as we hang up.
I'm fine with that, Katie. If you need a reference, I will call and back you up. Like, absolutely put my name on it.
I just got a text that she's replacing me mid-show.
Okay, Katie, you're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction, or as Kellyanne Conway would say, truth from alternative facts.
I'll do my best.
All right, what's the topic, Bill?
Rolling with my homies, my retirement homies.
We love a theme park, a theme restaurant. Why not a theme retirement home? Why not make your sponge bath a SpongeBob sponge bath? This week, we read about a new theme retirement home opening up. Our panists. I'm so sorry, Katie. You had your pitch perfect. For the makeup, I was just thinking about
Jesse,
my mascara.
Don't worry. You got the job. They're not hiring. You're okay.
It just feels like to be a woman, you have to be three times as good as the man. Katie, our panelists are going to tell you about it. Pick the real one, and you'll win our prize. Carl Castle's voice on your voicemail. Are you ready to play?
I'm so excited. Let's go.
Let's go. Okay, first up, it's Helen Hong.
The Sing Sing Silver Community in St. Louis, Missouri offers seniors an answer to the question, bad boys, what you gonna do when they come for you? The answer, welcome to the big house, Grandpa. Yes, the new facility opening this week is the first and only prison-themed retirement home in the country. The owner claims it's a dream come true for law-abiding retirees looking to fulfill their fantasies of doing hard time without actually committing a crime. I got the idea after watching an adorable 102-year-old great-grandma get handcuffed on the news, says owner Steve Kopner. She wanted to cross it off her bucket list, so the local cops showed up at her nursing home, cuffed her, and threw her in the back of the squad car. This is the most alive I've felt since high school, gushed resident Gertrude Walker, an 84-year-old former librarian from Nebraska. They make us wear these fun orange jumpsuits, wake us up in the middle of the night for cell inspections, and don't allow us to have anything sharp. It's so exciting. Staff members are all dressed as prison guards, and the grounds are bordered with 12-foot-high fencing. Of course, not everything is exactly like prison. All guests have their own private bathrooms, so getting shanked in the shower is nearly impossible.
Okay. All right, that's a prison-themed retirement home featuring bulletproof glass from Helen Hong. Your next story of someone putting the zing in nursing home comes from Adam Felber.
To you, he's just some old dude searching for a long-lost shaker of salt. But to a nation of so-called parrot heads, Jimmy Buffett is a way of life. And now, thanks to his brand new Margaritaville retirement community, Jimmy Buffett is also a way of end of life. Not a lot of details have emerged, but it's sure to feature wall-to-wall tan linen pants, multicolored shirts, and white people. Why follow the Grateful Dead when you can be among the grateful living and living in style? And hey, let's face it, this crowd is actually statistically more likely to misplace their salt shakers. The website gushes, quote, inspired by the legendary music and lifestyle of singer-songwriter and best-selling author Jimmy Buffett, your new home in paradise features exciting recreation, unmatched dining, and fantastic nightlife. If you're into that kind of thing, the first 7,000 housing units go on sale early next year, so you sun-drenched seniors can put on your Hawaiian shirts, kick back, and turn the world's coolest, most casual lifestyle into the world's coolest, most casual death style.
Okay. A Margaritaville-themed retirement home from Adam Felber. And your last story of a fun new place to live the rest of your life comes from Alonzo Bowden.
The newest entrant in the race to build themed retirement communities, NASCAR. It will be built in Daytona, of course, home of the biggest NASCAR race of all, the Daytona 500. And the community, simply titled The 500, is a joint venture between Joe Gibbs Racing and Flamingo Homes and is said to be the ultimate NASCAR fans pit stop. Designed to give the feeling of living in the infield of a racetrack, the community is surrounded by a large oval roadway. It's a one-way road and you can only turn left. The streets branch off the oval leading to the homes. Each RV-styled home will be a two- or three-bedroom unit and comes with a golf cart the owners can have painted to match their favorite driver's race car. They've even built a small banked oval in the park to race rascal scooters. There'll be a drive-in-style central viewing area with an 80-foot screen to watch every weekend's races, and the local gas station looks like a NASCAR garage. Bill Rice, one of the salesmen, said the units are going fast and brags, "We'll give you every part of NASCAR except the noise." He says the potential buyer's biggest disappointment comes when he answers their number one question with, "Yes, unfortunately, there will be speed limits."
Okay, Katie, you've got Helen's story about a prison-themed home. You have Adam's story about a Jimmy Buffett retirement home and Alonzo's NASCAR home. Which one do you think is the real story?
I would love to waste away in Margaritaville. So I'm going to go with Adam.
You're going to go with Adam, the story of the Jimmy Buffett Margaritaville retirement home.
Correct.
Okay, let's find out the correct answer. We spoke to someone familiar with the true story.
Jimmy Buffett fans in search of a real-life Margaritaville will soon be able to find it, but not in Key West. It's going to be right here in Daytona Beach.
That was Clayton Park, business editor for the Daytona Beach News Journal, which means congratulations, Katie. You got it right.
Yay, going on my resume again.
So you've earned a point for Adam, and you've won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting on your voicemail. Congratulations, Katie.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you for
playing
with us
today.
Thank you, Katie. Thanks, y'all.
Bye, Katie.